was all a dream. I used to read Wizard magazine, Marvel versus DC. I don't wanna fight no more, y'all. Check this out right here.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 502. This is a very special one because you can slide those boxes out of the way. Get them out of there. Yeah. It was kind of funny. Mike is not a fan of Rex, only because Rex is a large dog.
And I don't like large dogs.
Mike is terrified of large dogs.
Yes.
So Rex likes to lay on the sofa. Mike was sitting on the sofa. Mike got up because he's old and he had to pee again. And he knew it was going to happen, but Rex got up and took his seat. And Mike's a little terse, a little testy.
It's all good.
But
it didn't take long at all for Rex to claim it either.
No,
Was he in the seat by the time
before you
got past the boxes.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I'm surprised you didn't notice. As soon as you got up, he walked right past you.
Yeah, Rex is also asleep right now, which is good. So he was tired and just wanted his comfy seat. Rex is tired because Rex got up at 5 a.m. How do I know that? Well, because Rex got me up at 5 a.m. So I am a little tired. So I probably will not be on my A game tonight. I do apologize. I was tempted to let the guys know we weren't going to do one tonight, but I said, no, I can power through. Because I know Pat has at least one book he's dying to talk about.
At least one book I'm dying to talk
about? Yeah, there's got to be one.
Okay. I mean, because I was like, I didn't read anything extraordinarily bad.
My other fun part
I saw a Monkey Prince came out.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it did. It sure did. Yep. Monday is my day where I like to read. I kind of set it aside. I get away from the TV. I go and relax and read, and Rex was just a ball of annoyance this week. Even to the point we had to come down here so that I can, like, here, chew on something, play out with the toy, because he was just super annoying. So I only read a little bit this week, and I do apologize. So I am Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Dave,
Rex
Marley,
Pat,
Spencer,
Mike in a different seat. It's all good.
You joined me at the table.
That's a little bitter. That's like when my wife's like, "I'm fine,"
and I know you're not fine. Yeah.
So why you say?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so comfortable.
I know. I'm sorry. See, if I would have sat there, but I would have been asleep about 15 minutes, and you guys would be laughing at me, mocking me, drawing things on my face. Yeah. You know, I'm on to you. I know. Yeah. Let's see, we only had a question from Zach, and he was just asking if Daredevil was rescheduled, and it was. It's in the current book, and I think, looking at things, I think it got rescheduled because they added an issue to Devil's Reign. Issue 6 came out today, 6 of 6. Oh, but there's an Omega. So
there's a 7 of 6.
Correct.
Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, I'm guessing that's
why.
You
can't have an Omega without an Alpha.
That's what I was
thinking. Oh, there wasn't an Alpha. No, there wasn't an Alpha. Or maybe there was, I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I don't think so either. But I think they decided to add one. But they didn't want to do 7 of 6 because that's just silly.
Because they're so good with numbers.
Right. So
they didn't reboot the series before it ended.
Well, that's true. But so there is an Omega. So I think that's why they kicked the new number one can down the road. One news item that I saw that I was excited about, I think Dave will be excited about this too. But two of my favorite creators are doing a Superman book. That'd be one Mark Russell is writing it, and one Mike Allred is drawing it. So,
for real?
Yes, for reals. So that made me very happy. I don't know any other real details, but they announced that. I think over the weekend they were talking about that.
And it's called Superman Space Age.
Okay. Mm. Cool.
I mean, if it's Mark Russell, I kind of have to give it
a shot. Sorry, Jermaine won't read it, but here at Pittsburgh Comics, because he's not a big Mark Russell fan like we are.
Really?
Yeah. He's more of a Bendis guy. So he loved Joy Operations.
Because Bendis is so good.
And I may be misquoting him, but he thinks that at times Mark Russell is a little too clever or believes he's a little too
clever.
Right. Where Bendis is not clever or talented anymore.
Oh, hey, we're getting ugly here. Okay.
Just saying.
Say
the quiet part out loud.
Yeah.
And then I have 4 rants, so we'll get to those.
Wow. You got 4 rants?
Not rants, but just
and he said we were going to get out of here early.
Retailer things to discuss. So was there any other news anybody saw that they wanted to talk about?
Everybody get your bathroom bricks in and...
No, it's not
rants per se. And Rex is going to be sitting there. Yeah. Marley will move there. Rex will spread out. Yeah. Okay, just little things like Batman Beyond the White Knight came out this week. Well, technically it came out last week. But there was a shipping problem. The distributor didn't get all the copies from the printer. And what happened was, because the West Coast takes longer to ship to, they pack West Coast books first and ship them out first.
Makes sense.
They realized too late that there weren't enough for all the East Coast stores. So they stopped, thus sending us cover B, but not cover A. But the West Coast got all the covers.
Yeah.
So then it goes out, and apparently Sean Murphy posted that it was underprinted and the books were in short supply, thus making flippers lose their minds and people buying out West Coast stores and selling the books online, only for us to get the books this week.
So that happened in DC, did not say there's an embargo, do not sell.
Correct. Yeah, nobody said anything.
Oh, okay.
So a nice little boon for the West Coast stores selling on eBay, but just a lot of chaos around that. I do love that it's Batman Beyond the White Knight, right? Yeah. And so this week we also got a Batman Beyond book. So that's fun. 2 books with the title Batman Beyond the same week. Because why, Pat?
Can't plan these things.
That's correct.
Well, I know you get Beyond Flashpoint next week.
Flashpoint Beyond, but yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Same difference.
Beyond. Yeah, Beyond. Yeah, it's like Crisis. Marvel Paper. Oh, crap.
You need a Marvel book?
Chris, would you ask Tim for the Black Widow Marvel variant that's on the side counter? So we got a new paper from Marvel, where I know I've talked the past couple weeks, where, and thank you, sir. We were told that it was a mistake, the printer used the wrong paper, and it was 2 weeks ago, quite a few books, and then just a couple more the next week, and that's all there would be. So this week we get the books in, and I'm checking them in, and this came in. It feels like about 8 pages.
Yeah.
Huh. And also feel the middle of the spine. That's
like
from the staples.
Very wavy.
It's wavy because the paper couldn't hold up to the stapling process.
And the ink on it feels
like
it's just going to come off in your hand.
So now here's my problem. Marvel chose to print on that paper. That is the new paper for Marvel Comics going forward. I think this is going to be very bad precedent. Really stark difference between them and DC right now, and IDW, and Boom, and everybody else. My favorite on this.
It's almost the same weight as the inside.
Oh, it is. They don't use cover stock anymore. Yeah. But it's lighter than that.
Yeah,
my favorite was when I did this, and you can see right through the... Well, you can't on that page. But
like,
I took a picture.
Just
but,
feel that by comparison.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, so it's just... It's pretty bad when... there we go. I took that picture yesterday. But so yeah, it's cool. You don't have to turn pages to read both sides.
That's nice. I mean, it's convenient.
So then following up on this, where I'm really disappointed with the paper, but apparently that's what we're getting going forward. My question then becomes, what's going to happen with the Marvel variants? Because that's a variant cover. Would you pay extra to buy that cover?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So I think they're kind of killing their variant market.
You can
kind of
see like the waves in it too. Like from
So that's not a $25 book based on its thickness and everything. And I'm just like, are they trying to kill their own variant market right now? And I can only assume that the answer to that is yes.
Somebody made the decision to go down on paper.
Right. Somebody, this wasn't a mistake.
That's not a mistake. That's
this is
because conscious...
they acknowledged that's 2 weeks ago or that's 3 weeks ago.
I read, was it Excellence?
Yeah.
Last week? Mm-hmm. It was the same weight as Inside.
Yeah. Oh, they all are. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Because they also cut 4 pages from every issue.
Are you
because
serious?
You no longer put a cover. So instead of being 32 pages
plus
a cover, now it's 32 pages including the cover. So you...
Including, you know, so it's at least one ad, the back cover, if not two.
Well, no, ads. Because they still have a back cover.
Inside front.
They don't have, they
inside
cut
back.
One page inside.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, just to make things even more fun, two different publishers botched their variants. Somehow on... Alice Ever After Boom put the wrong barcode on the wrong covers and then printed that way. So I don't remember exactly what it was, but so instead of a 1 in 10, they printed that as the open order variant. And the 1 in 50 got printed as something else and all over the place. Vault also had that problem where they swapped their 1 in 10 and their 1 in 25. So I got a 1 in 25 instead of a 1 in 10 because they put the wrong cover on the wrong book. Problem is, the 1 in 10 was a far superior cover to the 1 in 25, and the guy that ordered the 1 in 10 obviously did not get it because I did not get one. And just, I'm sitting here going, if you have too many covers and you can't figure out which is which to send to the printer to put the right barcode and everything, maybe cut back your variant covers. Maybe you're printing too much because now we are the ones getting yelled at. This isn't the cover I wanted. I know this is the cover they sent us. Well, no, where's the cover I want? I can't get you that because now either they're sold out or unavailable. I don't know, like Vault specifically, I don't know if they're going to reprint them and send us the right covers or what's going on. Boom just really just completely.
Seems like people have been having trouble with barcodes recently because then bad idea. Didn't they have issues with their butt? Like,
I don't remember a bad
something
idea
with the color, like the color and the barcode.
Oh, they might have been. Yeah, that could have been where they like to print them in red, and unfortunately they forget that barcode scanners emit a red light to read the barcode, thus not working out real well.
Can't blame those things.
But yeah, it's
new technology.
But it's just. I'm just stunned that they can't figure out which cover is which. And even AWA switched the covers on the Joneses. The A cover is listed as the Diodato, but it's not. It's like, guys, you know, we have zero input or control over this. And if you can't put the right image on the right cover, because that's all you're selling. When there's five different covers, you're selling
really
that image. And all of a sudden, I can't get that image because you put a different image on the book. That doesn't fly. And it's like, do you just want to kill the whole variant thing? Because that's cool, too.
Yeah, you don't have to chase them anymore.
Yeah, it's just maddening. So, yeah, we've had fun with variants and paper quality and shipping. And, yeah, it was a week. It's fun. Come join a fun business because, you know, that's like when you go to the grocery store and, oh, do you have the bananas? You know, you do the pre-order pickup and, there's no bananas, but we put grapes in because somebody put the wrong barcode on it. And you go, but I don't want grapes. Well, too bad. You know, it's like that doesn't happen.
You get the grapes.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Super annoying. But that's all I got. And we didn't have any questions. So, Pat, which one did you so love that you cannot wait to talk about? But yeah, I took that picture yesterday. You can see right through the page.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, read both sides of the page at once.
Let's see, which one? Because I read three.
Oh, so one of them has to be super special. See, I really put you on the spot here, didn't I?
Let's go with Shadow War Alpha. It was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
So the premise is that Ra's al Ghul and Talia are going to turn themselves in because he's figured out that he's not going to change the world with violence, but he thinks maybe if he...
He's also sick, too.
Right, but so, I mean, he's decided he's going to turn himself in rather than fight. So he's going to turn himself in, but before he does, he'll get to make a little speech. So he's making a speech, bang, shot rings out, blows his head off. Fight ensues, Damien was there. He's trying to rescue the body of Ra so he can throw him into the Lazarus pit, presumably, and a grenade goes off. And burns the body.
They completely ash. Incinerates it.
And, you know, at first Damien's mad because Batman had stopped him from being able to do it.
Well, Batman saved because he was going to get caught in the explosion, so it was Batman.
Yeah, he knew that Damien would have died, so he was really trying to save his son. But, you know, Damien is Damien, so he doesn't see it that way at first. Well, Deathstroke is the one that gets blamed for it. So, Talia calls out for all of the shadows.
Like the League of Shadows.
Yeah.
I think.
Which I guess like is a level above the League of Assassins. And, like, hey, we've all had our differences, but we need to take care of business. So everybody's on board. And then over at Deathstroke Inc., everybody's like, hey, I can't believe Deathstroke did this. He didn't talk to anybody. This is bullshit. Now we're all going to die because of him. And then, like, oh, Deathstroke's here. And he's like, what are you talking about? It wasn't him. He's like, I haven't worn that armor in years. I don't know what you're talking about. And just about that time, the League of Shadows shows up and, you know, fade to black.
Yeah.
It was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect. Didn't expect much. I kind of feel like because there was a line in there where he's now had two grandfathers die, the second one being Alfred.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that this is going to be how they bring Alfred back.
Maybe.
I kind of feel, because, I mean, they're not going to keep Alfred dead for forever. And I kind of feel like this might be how they do it.
Yeah, because before, while Ra's is making his speech, he was talking about he was going to use, like, the secrets of the Lazarus Pit for everybody.
Right.
And just not, you know, him. And, like, as he's getting ready to say that, that's when he gets the shot in the brain.
Yeah. So, that was that. The second one I read was Iron Fist number 2. Just kind of continuing on to the story. So, I'm not even going to try to pronounce the kid's name. I think it's Lee Loon. But the new Iron Fist, who used to be Swordmaster. And the sword has shattered. It's embedded in his hands, which is why he can kind of channel the chi of the Iron Fist. But not exactly. He can't really control it. And, like, he can't hold chopsticks. His fingers were that messed up. But somehow he can be the Iron Fist. So, Danny wants to help him. But he doesn't really seem to want Danny's help. He's going back to Kunlun. And they're going to try to train him now to be able to use the sword again. Because he never actually went through, like, the Iron Fist training. He because he had the broken sword in his hand, somehow that's how he got to the heart of the dragon. Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting. It's obviously a different character, but...
Is it an ongoing or a mini?
I think it's an ongoing. obviously had quite an impression.
It did, yes.
Yeah. Oh, Batman the Knight. So, this was the second issue of this. And all I could think as I'm reading it was the Warriors. That's what it felt like. Where it was almost like I was waiting for him to clink bottles and go, Batman, come out and play. But apparently EMP has a son. And so Batman's trying to get EMP back to...
Oh, One Dark Knight. Gotcha.
Yeah. Or yeah. Gotcha. Okay, One Dark Knight.
Is this the issue that came out like a couple months ago?
Or no, this is issue two. It came out last week.
But the first one came out a couple months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next one comes out in June.
Okay.
Or the final one comes out.
Is that
out
the
in
one
June.
With Jock's doing mm-hmm. everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, Batman had like 3.5 miles to take EMP and you know, then everybody be safe. But apparently he has a son, and his son also has the same powers, that people were unaware of that. And now he can also set off, basically, EMPs. So, it kind of complicated things, but the weird thing is there's only one issue in this left. So somehow he has to get EMP to the police, plus go back and rescue this kid. What are you doing?
Nothing. I clicked something, it made noise, and I had to quickly turn the volume down.
You're not supposed to be looking at those movies at work.
I'm not looking at those movies.
Hey, when you own the place.
Fair, but he has employees, so... Yep, so that's what I read.
You want me to pay Tim to? Spencer, whichever way you guys want to go.
I got a lot that came out last week, so I'll let you guys go and hopefully window it down a little bit.
Okay, I'll start with Dark Ages.
Yeah, that.
Number 6, final issue.
Which, like, before we get to the book, I'm so mad that, like, Tom Taylor got, like, an exclusive, because I feel like there could be more done, you know, done with this. And I don't want to see them try to put, like, somebody else and, you know, like, do, like, a Dark Ages 2 and just, like, screw it up.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot more to do. Let's see, this is the final face-off between the heroes and Apocalypse in Europe. Apocalypse is set up in Paris. So they're making their way there, and in the previous issue, they found Miles, who was the host for both Venom and Carnage, and he tells them Apocalypse is planning to go to the center of the Earth and put his like consciousness or something in the Unmaker. And that's going to destroy the world.
Yeah, because that's like his ultimate. He doesn't care. He just wants, wants to destroy.
Yeah, he doesn't care. But to do that, Tony Stark and other heroes who are being mind controlled by the Purple Man, they're making this blend of different metals so he can go to the center of the Earth. And one
you need adamantium and vibranium.
Yeah, so they're going to melt down Cap's shield, Captain America's shield, and they need adamantium. And they have Wolverine imprisoned in these tunnels below Paris. So they go down and
Just like in the earth, kind of almost like what I'd assume what they did with like Sabretooth in the beginning of the whenever he got like. To Cocoon into the earth, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it kind of reminded me of. They just had him down on the ground.
Yeah, so they go down there, they kill Wolverine, take the adamantium.
What was interesting, because they had Cyclops, and they took off his visor.
Yeah.
And the Purple Man made him, like, open up his eyes, and it did it till it was, like, to the bone, destroyed all the muscle and everything.
So the heroes make it to Paris, and the other, they unleash, there's other heroes there who are being mind controlled. They release
them.
That
they thought were dead.
Yeah, they thought were dead. Captain America, Captain Marvel, Dracula is there.
Wasn't Franklin there?
Franklin, Yeah, he could have been there. I didn't notice him, honestly.
I thought that's who Sue talked to when she
first...
That's
Sue. Okay. Okay, right. So... They... So, at the end... Deadpool takes out the Purple Man.
Yeah, just shoot them in the head.
And that releases everybody from... From his influence. And then Dr. Doom's plan... which he puts in motion, is to have Dracula bite Apocalypse.
Which they're only able to do because the Invisible Woman puts a mini shield around, like, Apocalypse, like, frontal cortex lobe area, basically making it so he can't use his powers.
Yeah.
And that's whenever he gets Dracula to turn him into a vampire.
Right. And then Blade can... off with his head.
Does what Blade does.
Yeah. But it was good. It has a hopeful ending, which was good.
Yeah.
In a post, I thought that after getting through this pandemic, I thought there'd be more like...
Well, even
more positive stories.
They
post-apocalyptic worlds.
They even said something to wrap the book up along the lines of even like... like making a nicer world out of like after the apocalypse,
yeah,
or something.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't remember exactly how he worded it,
right,
but it was,
right.
You know, maybe something, turning something good out of something
yeah.
bad that happened.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So,
like I said, it sucks that he's on an exclusive now, and because like I said, I could have definitely seen at least another miniseries
ward. I forgot about him being exclusive. Yeah, there's more stories to tell for sure.
But we got him doing that knights, the other kind of the medieval DC. So at least we still got him doing some kind of like weird take on a universe still.
Yeah, he's really talented. Astro City, number one, I read.
In my stack.
Is
this Busick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Kurt Busick.
So he's...
Brent Anderson,
oh,
Alex Ross on the cover.
Oh, wow.
It was really good. It was a nice, it was an introspective story about, it takes place during the summer of 1969, and these teenage heroes, they're out in the American Southwest on top of this rock camping. And you find out why they're camping is because they're quote unquote trying to find themselves after another team of teen heroes, the Jayhawks, were all killed by a villain called the Master, who is the head of this organization called the White Knights, or this racist hate group. And they were all killed except for this one of the teen heroes, Rally. So they're all trying to find, trying to figure out, as they're about to turn 18 years old, what they're going to do, how this affects them in their lives. It was really well done, I thought. The other cool thing about Astro City is Busick peppers, there's all these panels with these mentions of other heroes and villains and situations, and any one of those could be like a whole series in itself.
It's been off for a while.
It's been a while.
How long did the original series run for? Or like, because well, I know because
there's been so many starts and stops.
Because that's one thing that would stop me from reading that series is because I know it's went to different publishers and had like like you said, stopped and stopped.
Yeah.
I have to say, it'd be like a hard take,
Yeah, I don't know,
to find, making sure you're reading them in the right order or whatever, tracking down the issues or the trades or whatever. Because it always seemed like, because isn't it basically like if, heroes were kind of like in the real world and doesn't it kind of like real time almost and stuff
that? Yeah, it's real time, oh yeah.
So... it seems interesting, but it almost seems like a hassle to try to get into almost.
Yeah. This was good. G.I. Joe, Saturday Morning Adventures, number 2.
This is like based on the cartoon?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
This book is so crazy, but that's a compliment.
The good kind of crazy.
Yeah. When we left it off, Cobra Commander has found Aladdin's lamp, and he has 3 wishes. And were you here for this one for the first time?
No, I didn't hear the first one. No, I'm just, that's why I just kind of like looked at you like, what?
I see you shaking your head. So it must be the first time you're exposed to this. Cobra Commander's found Aladdin's lamp. He has 3 wishes. So he wishes for the Mega Bats to be deployed in 3 cities, in D.C., Tokyo, and Paris. And he's telling the world, you know, they're going to attack if the governments of the world don't give me $1 billion. So,
$1 billion.
Yeah, billion with a B this time, though.
Inflation since 1994. What do you expect?
So now he has his second wish. At the beginning of this issue, makes his second wish, which is for new weaponry, which cannot cause any harm to me. Quote unquote, not cause any harm to me. Meaning Cobra Commander. So the genie's like, are you sure you want to wish that? Because I go by exact words. He's like, yes, I want to, let's do it. So the Mega Bats start attacking the cities, and all the Joes are there. In Shipwreck, I think he's in Paris. Shipwreck gets killed. And then
it's dark for a Saturday morning cartoon.
Well, then he walks out of the explosion. He's alive. And Cobra Commander can't believe it. But Shipwreck's last words were, relax, it's me. So
anyone who says it's me can't be killed.
Yes. Nice. Yes. So that's the loophole, and Destro and the Baroness are there. They're so glad, you know, Cobra Commander got screwed. And
did he get his money though?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it turns out it was just all these attacks. They were just a ruse, not a ruse, but a distraction, so he could raid, steal the gold reserves in the 3 cities. And there's the last page is the public service announcement. Knowing it's half the battle, and the kid, it's about this kid who like steals a comic book from a store, and he goes out of the store and he runs into Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes' only appearance.
And Snake Eyes doesn't talk.
And he doesn't say anything, but as the kid's talking, he convinces himself to return the comic. He's like, you're probably wondering why I took this comic. You're right. I should take it back and apologize. And Snake Eyes doesn't say a word.
Is it drawn like a cartoon?
Yeah, it's just like it's just like the cartoon.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's really good. It's dumb, but man, is it good. And I'll mention Edgar Allan Poe's Snifter of Death, number 6. The two stories in this were good. You know how, first story, you know how people in the presidential election, they'll write down Mickey Mouse or Santa Claus. Well, in the first story, enough people write in death for President of the United States, that the Grim Reaper is elected president.
Cool.
And he starts... And no one's taken aback in the country at all. You know, they just accept it. And he starts, you know, capital punishment for traffic violations and millions of dollars in new cemeteries. And then he starts getting bored with the job. And things go from there. It was really good. And the other one is a Poe story. Poe's the main character, and he... You know, he loves drinking, but he doesn't like going to the pubs and being around people. So he starts distilling alcohol from his own blood. And this, you know, this makes him drunk and hallucination. He hallucinates a demon, and the demon takes him into the internet, where it's always noisy, and there's always stuff going on. And, you know, he sees, like, the Amazon reviews of his books, you know, and so many years later, and until he finally awakens from his drunken stupor. But it was two good stories in that. I think that's the final issue of that.
Okay.
Of that one. But that's all I got.
Mike.
Me?
You.
Okay. Usagi Yojimbo, Lone Goat, and Kid Number 3. I don't know where the goat or the kid is in this story. I have no idea. So Usagi comes across this guy that was attacked in the woods. And it doesn't look like he was attacked by, like, someone with swords or anything. It looks like he was, like, bit. So he's like, what's going on? He's like, you need to protect the cave. And that's all he says. And he dies. He dies in his hands. So Usagi goes on to the village. And they say, have you seen such and such? And like, yeah, he's back there dead. He just announces, see you, Tim.
Bye, Tim.
He's dead. And everybody freaks out. Like, oh, no, he must have been attacked. What attacked him? So Usagi goes to investigate, and he gets attacked by bat ninjas. Bat ninjas. You're not excited by that? I was.
Good, I'm glad.
Okay. Did they have weapons?
Yes, their swords are on the end of their bat wings.
Oh.
You can't, yeah, that's cool. So they attack Usagi.
But I would think that they would have a hard time attacking because they can't see very well.
Well, I guess.
Because of bats.
They did at this point.
Because as you say, they're bat ninjas.
Bat ninjas. They have the radar. So they knock out Usagi, and they take him off, and the last panel is him flying up in the thing. So this is like part one of two. It was very fun. Something is killing the children 21.
It's bad.
That one.
This was awesome. So the story starts off of this young girl who's obviously in trauma, and the sheriff is trying to find out information of, you saw what happened to your family, you need to tell me. And all she keeps repeating is, I need a lawyer. I'm not saying anything until I get a lawyer. And the sheriff keeps saying, you didn't do anything, you'll need a lawyer. So her mother was killed, her grandmother was killed, and like maybe two siblings or something like that.
Yeah, I think, or like it was like a grandmother and her,
definitely her mom,
and mom and a sister.
I think a sister, yeah. So she goes into the squad car with the sheriff, and she's still freaking out. Like, I'm not talking. I need a lawyer. And he's like, you just need to tell me what happened and tell me what you saw. So they go to this bar. And the bartender girl has some sort of relationship with this young girl. I don't know what it is. And he's like asking her, will you please take care of her? And the little girl is having flashbacks of seeing her mother disemboweled and killed. And she's seeing whatever this creature is. And it's in front of her. And she's crying the entire time. And then the very last panel is she's sitting on the outside of the bar, and I can't remember her name.
I can't either.
The main...
Alice? No.
No.
Erica?
Erica says, so you need to tell me a story? And she's talking to the little girl about whatever this monster may be.
I always just kind of refer to her internally as like the bug-eyed girl.
Yeah, and who always has one eye.
No,
because you only see one eye.
Yeah, because it's covered by the bangs.
It's Erica. Yeah, it is a whole new story arc. Whatever the case may be, I was fascinated by this little girl. She looked cool, and you like had no idea what was going on. And they kind of showed the creature at the end, and it had like its body opens up and like takes you away, kind of thing. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 127. I know Spencer read this one.
I did.
This was awesome. So they continue the story of the crazy doctor who, like, literally is taking pieces and parts of people and curing people and helping people and things like that.
Well, so he says.
So he says, in a good way. And you're like, he's not so good. And all the turtles are like, yeah, I don't trust this guy. So they go back and they say, and which one wanted to go back?
Donnie, because like of his metal shell.
His metal shell. And the doctor's like, I can help you. I can fix you. So Donnie goes back with the fox.
Coming for you, Mike.
And
coming for you. Your seat's open again.
Yeah. So the fox goes into the back room and finds body parts all over the place. And you obviously know the doctor is not doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he's doing things that are probably not cool. And he also said he would not help anybody that's a non-mutant or a human to mutant. He will not.
He
won't help humans.
He won't help humans, and he can tell mutant to humans from animal to mutants just by, like, bone structure and stuff like that. But then he would. So, whenever Donnie comes back, Ralph's girlfriend, the fox, they call her Al, but I forget what her actual, like, original name is.
She got attacked.
Yeah, like, this creature bites her tail and stuff. And at first, I didn't know, because when I first was reading it, I thought it was, like, a foot or something. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, that's just her tail. I mean, it probably still doesn't feel good, but yeah.
But she got away. And then the doctor explains, oh, he's going to fix everything because he's already working on this experiment. And the last panel is the female turtle from the TV show?
Venus.
Venus de Milo.
Who has no arms or legs
and then, like,
or anything.
The numbers are like glowing.
Venus de Milo.
Come on.
And she's got scars on her face. And it was right out of like of a Frankenstein.
And then right before that.
Which should have been your favorite.
Oh, that's why I loved it. Yeah.
And then, well, right before that, because he was showing Donnie that from around the 100th issue, whenever Splinter died with the dragon, he had dragon scales they could make Donnie a new shell, whole
has
new
a special
shell,
ability, yeah.
Could do like all this other stuff, yeah. Which I think is where he's able to do a lot of these things.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was so cool, and the fact that she's just sitting there on a gurney.
You can't even really tell if she's alive. Like, she
no, yeah, because all these tubes are in her. You don't know if she's alive or dead or soon to be dead or alive. I don't know. It was awesome.
She's Pavlov's turtle.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Pavlov's Annual 2022 number one.
Pavlov or Schrodinger?
Yeah, that too.
So the turtles are on this.
You ring the bell and she shows up.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Also, she's in a box.
Yes.
Right. Gotcha.
Oh, God. I forgot what I was going to say. Turtles are on a mission to go to the cemetery to remember their father, who they're still having issues with. And this creature starts attacking them, just comes out of nowhere. And this creature...
Because they go in like this tunnel, and it's like this gas creature thing that's...
And it feeds on people's emotions for people that have lost a loved one and can't deal with it, so they're feeding off of that. So they're battling.
And they're not good because they haven't been spending a lot of time together, so they're not...
They're rusty as heck. They're hitting each other, bumping into each other.
Because even the artist says, like, there's a couple cool things where it would show, Mikey was jumping in the air, so, like, Donnie could, kind of grab him by the foot and give him, like, a boost up to a flip. But Donnie doesn't know that and, like, just takes, like, a foot to the face, kind of deal.
So, the only way they're going to be able to defeat this thing is, this was so cool. So, if you read the turtles all the way from the beginning, they all had red bandanas. So, they all put Don red bandanas and attack as one. And
Because before that, they retreat and they have, like, a pretty lengthy conversation before this about just, like, you know, just about, like, how, you know, they've been, like, missing each other and, you know, the old days and stuff like how, like, that kind of sucked. But it was like, hey, that kind of reminded me of the old days whenever we would just, you know, you just kind of had to fight some things and stuff like that. And, like, through that conversation, that's where they kind of realized, you know, if they made him look them. And then once they did that, the art thing got pretty cool because everybody was just like a black silhouette with this red bandana and their weapons.
Yeah. The artwork was fantastic. It was written and drawn by Junie Ba, which I've never heard or seen before. But
it's cartoony, but it was
awesome. But the only thing I kept thinking, and it's been a while, when are Splinter and all the people that have been dead come back?
Well, Shredder's already kind of back.
But when are they going to see Shredder, you think?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I keep waiting. It's been like almost like a year he's been like hiding in the shadows. So
yeah, like I don't know. And I don't know if they're going to eventually try to bring
Splinter back.
Splinter back or not. I mean, that's one thing that they really, like, with this series, they've taken their time with things and that stuff, like, you know, they won't use somebody for a while and then bring them back, you know, so.
There is a Usagi Yojimbo cartoon coming to Netflix. It's a
Turtles crossover.
Okay. Is it?
They've already done that.
Yeah.
Is it an actual Usagi?
Yeah.
Is it okay, because I've seen like things for like the rabbit samurai
that's
thing.
That's him.
I didn't know if
that
was actually him or they were just like aping the idea,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so that's supposed to be coming out at the end of April. So that's all I got.
Spencer.
Okay. I would, War for Earth 3, number 2. This is the last of this, like, little mini event thing that they got going on.
I kind of lost steam after part 3.
Yeah, well, like...
Well, the Flash one was such
a
Red Skies
tie-in. Yeah, the tie-ins won't... is kind of what did it. Like, I like the Suicide Squad issue and the two main issues were kind of okay. But they basically just end up like, because like some of the kids from the Titan Academy, like they snuck on to the ship to this universe, so they try to stop Waller and they just end up getting kidnapped, and they're able to, but that's going on. Flag is like talking to Ultraman and basically, you know, kind of getting into his head a little bit, like, you know, because while like kind of sold it as like, you know, I'll take out charge of everything. You don't have to do anything. And they're just like, they kind of get into his head a little bit about like, you know, how she was gonna like have like she was just kind of like playing him and stuff like that. So he gets mad and starts fighting them, and they end up getting him into the Phantom Zone, and like so, she sends most like the Flag's like Suicide Group and the Teen Titans back to their universe, and they stay there and they take over, and Colin was saying it kind of fizzled out there towards the end, but. For the most part, it was okay, like, mini event, which I assume spinning without reading, like, most of Suicide Squad. Like, those first couple issues were okay, but, but without that over, like, most of the series that are tying in with it are ending, like, Suicide Squad and Titan Academy, mm-hmm. Those are all ending.
A big smile on her face.
Radiant Black. So, Nathan is finally getting ready to, like, come home from the hospital and stuff like that. And, Marshall's been using the Radiant Black, you know, powers to shoot commercials for people, to try to make money. Nathan is seeing his old girlfriend again, so that's kind of, like, spent time with, like, him and Marshall, and there's this group of bad guys that are like going out and doing things, but they seem to have a bad reaction with any of the radiants and stuff like that. So like he hasn't been doing anything, but like they're like causing like a huge ruckus, and then like, they call him out, so he shows up, And they get into a fight, and the one guy's like, doesn't matter what you do, we'll keep on coming for you no matter what. And he hits him really hard. You can't tell if he just knocks him out or if he might even kill him, because then he's like, no, no, you won't. And, like, the costume starts to change and stuff like that. But just kind of continuing on with everything in that series. Then Amazing Spider-Man.
Anything happen in that?
Not really.
There's this big shocking ending.
Well, I mean, Ben finds this machine that, like, can give him his memories back, but he has to put this, like, it almost kind of looks like a Cerebro kind of helmet, but he has to put it on to Peter to get the memories out. And it's coming from the lady who runs Beyond, so who knows how legitimate that is. So then they get into a big fight about all that stuff, and then Peter ends up breaking the machine, which kind of sets Ben off. And then, like, as they're the place where they're fighting, there's like this green, like, goo kind of stuff that Ben end up falling in because they do this protocol to the Beyond building to wipe out like their like other information stuff, to where like literally like two floors of the building like just collapse and goes to the ground. And so like that's whenever Ben gets stuck in that stuff, and Peter thinks that he's gone, and he ends up surviving the because Ben's handler guy, the guy in the chair that he was always talking to and stuff, ends up saving Peter, so he ends up back in the hospital all beaten up. And then so it cuts to one epilogue to where like him and Mary Jane are, they just came back from like a walk or a run or something like that, because he's still not like 100% back from his injury, so he's still kind of like training a little bit. MJ like starts to offer like Peter to like, hey, move in, you know, so it doesn't have to, because he was complaining about them having to like go, you know, have to head back home and stuff. So like, well, what about, you know, like if you move in and stuff? And you know, he's like, well, you know, I'm a mess now, you know, I don't know. And she's like, well, when aren't you a mess? You know, which, you know, very Spider-Man. He's always a mess. And in the middle of they're talking, this bright yellow light comes shining in through the window, and you can't really see what it is, and it, Peter's eyes, like, asked, like, who are you? And the last panel on the page is just, like, this, like, black, like, silhouette figure with all this yellow around it, and then it cuts to the second epilogue that's Ben, who is in this, like, ratty, like, hotel because, Maxie, his girlfriend, went down there and found him, but now that he was in that green goo stuff, he has some other kind of new abilities, and like a weird like purple and green Spider-Man suit, and I forget what he called himself.
Like Abyss or something like that?
Not Abyss. Skirms. It was something not good, apparently.
Very like, memorable.
Yeah. But yeah, so I don't know if he's gonna be like a bad guy in the new Spider-Man series, or if he's just gonna, you know, give him his own series. But yeah, it's a weird like black and purple, and he got like the green aura around him. It's very, very weird. And then Ghost Rider number 2. So you should read. This is very like horror, like horror, like focused.
Is this what Danny is?
No, it's John. Johnny Black. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So because like last year he was like last issue he's trapped in like this hell town where, And then, like, almost everybody there was, like, like these demons in disguise, but, like, he has a scar in the back of his head around his ear that he got from an accident. And, like, is he always talking about, like, it has, like, an itch. And, like, even a couple of times I have, like, they show, like, the scar's open and there'd be, like, an eye in the scar and stuff like that. But this issue starts with him, like, waking up in a field from when his, where he wrecked his motorcycle, probably as, you know, as the Ghost Rider. So he wheels the bike into, like, the nearest town that he gets into, and he finds this, like, rundown motel, and he, so that he can crash there for a little bit, and he, asked the guy there if, you know, if there's any work that could be, that he needs, like, any extra work around, you know, around the building, painting, fixing things. He's like, I'm not, he's like, whatever you need done, I'll do it. So he, gets the job, and, like, as he's cleaning things, like, he's finding weird, like, clunks of hair, and, like, pieces of flesh, like, clogging the sink and stuff like that. So when he's, and then when he's cleaning one of the rooms, he gets, like, a headache, and he either bumps into it, he knocks something in and breaks the one of the mirrors in the rooms, and it turns out that it's one of those setups to where, like, there's a big hallway throughout everything, and the mirrors are double-sided, so the guy who's been running the place, he's been going there and watching people in their rooms, and they, you know, then they can't see him.
Norman Bates.
Yeah, kind of stuff. So, like, he kidnaps this one family, and it's like this like pit underneath the hotel that he's like sacrificing to this, like, some kind of demon creature thing. But when because Johnny can kind of sense it, so he goes full. Ghost Rider goes down there, saves the family, kills the guy who runs the motel, takes care of the demon, and, like, you know, the demon's like, oh, the writer, we thought you were gone, and he's like, you know, no, this is your one, everybody that, you know, that I'm back, and he kills him and stuff, and it's just pretty interesting because, like, in this issue, he talks about, like, he doesn't want to go to sleep because he's worried that as soon as he'll shut his eyes, the writer will open his eyes, and stuff. So it's, like I said, it's like very, like, horror centric. It's by Benjamin Percy's writing it. So, and the last book I'll talk about is Miles Morales. So him and his clone, that's like the weird misformed body shaped version of him. Start to jump through different multiverses to look for his uncle. The first one they go to is, like, an old western town where Black Panther is, like, the sheriff, and he helps them find the next porter, but it's close to these bad guys who's run by Tombstone. So they have, like, a little fight with them, but Black Panther can handle them and lets them leave, and then they end up in Spider-Ham's universe. So him and Miles have, like, a little conversation because they know each other from the Spider-Verse stuff. And then so they find that the portal from there to this, like, zombie universe to where they barely escape. And they end up in, like, this weird, like, it looks like almost like a place in between dimensions. There's just kind of, like, rocks and these, like, round, glowy things. And in there, they come across Ultimatum, which is the evil version of Miles from the 616 universe. So, mm-hmm. They're still on the hunt for his uncle. But that was all that I read.
Okay. I just have a couple more because I suck. But In His Own Image, too, was bizarre. This is the one where in the first one the guy gets the sex doll and abuses her and is disappointed that her burning flesh only smells like plastic.
What are you reading?
This was a weird one. So in this, so then he like rips her apart and throws her in the garbage, and this robot monkey hybrid comes and takes her out of the garbage, takes her back and rebuilds her. And at the end of that one, she went back to seek vengeance on this guy.
I was saying, this isn't even the first.
No, that was issue one.
Well, yeah. Who put this even out?
Some, I think it's Source Point Press. It's a little publisher.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to say, it's not even the first book that you've read that dealt with the main character being a sex doll before.
True. That's true. So in this one, it's the doll getting revenge on him and breaks his arm, breaks his leg, rips off some important parts, and takes an eye and then kind of leaves him to die. Then it goes into the history of the monkey and what the monkey had seen and been through before he showed up to save her. And then it ends with him in the hospital, basically turned into like half a robot now, because like his lower half is now a robot and his eye and all this stuff. So I think it's only a three-parter. So this was pretty weird. Wow. But
what's going to happen in part three?
I don't know. I bet they're going to meet and fall in love.
Cool.
No, I have no idea. Yeah, this was the one where number one started with the guy going to his high school, like dreaming that he was going to his high school reunion and killing everybody. This has been weird. My date with monsters. I was so disappointed with this one. No, this one was really good until the end. It really did not stick the landing. Where this the nightmares, if somebody falls asleep, the nightmares come through them and start killing people. So the lead character has to find a date to stop the nightmares. And in this one, it turns out that she's actually the cause and the nightmares are just defending their turf. And when people fall asleep, they go into the nightmare world. And so, and then it just kind of fizzled. It was not a good ending. I was disappointed. It was really, the first four issues were great. Even Tim was a little disappointed. DC versus Vampires is outstanding. I highly recommend this. We're halfway through. The art is fantastic. Otto Schmidt doing the art. And I think it's Tinian writing it. So, but really good. We just had the big showdown with the Bat Family and the Justice League. And this is kind of the finishing up. The Bat Family's talking about what they need to do and stuff. When suddenly it's revealed who the King Vampire is.
Alfred?
I'm really sorry to tell you this, Spencer, but it's Nightwing.
Oh, because he's the best.
Yes. And so he kills Batman. Kills Tim Drake.
Cool.
Bites... Or maybe one of them, somebody bites Damien, and then they bite to turn Jason, but he's talking to Ollie on a remote or something and has Ollie shoot him and kill him before he can turn. So yeah, things are not going well right now. This is the halfway point. But yeah, that was very surprising. But good. It's been really good. And the last one I just read, sitting here, was Immortal X-Men. And this was really interesting. I'm not a huge Mr. Sinister fan. And this is basically all told from his point of view. But it's starting off as just like another... This looks like it's going to be a big X-Men book, focusing mostly on like the Council. And they have... Magneto quits early on. And... is going to Mars to live with Arako. And
how does he get to Mars?
I don't know. He helped make it.
Elon Musk sending him up? Or what are they doing?
No, they get one of their flower portals.
Yeah. Come on, Mike.
Did you say flower
portals? Yeah, that's what it is, yeah.
All right. Cool.
It's a plant that when it blooms, it makes it a...
So they have to replace Magneto, and Mr. Sinister the whole way through is saying he knew what was going on, and basically they're going to replace him with Hope. And so they go to do the vote, and he, you know, I'm going to vote no just so I don't have to suffer, da-da-da. And all of a sudden the votes aren't going the way he had planned, so he had to quickly change his vote. But yeah, and then some stuff like with Destiny, and she points out to him that her powers do not work the way he thinks. But it turns out at the end, very coolly, is his big thing is cloning and gene work. He cloned Moira, so they don't just have her 10 lives. Mm. They now have basically infinite lives that he can reboot But he has figured out a way so that he also remembers. So he's gaining the knowledge from this.
Right. See, I don't know if that would work.
That's interesting.
If like one, if that was one person's power and you clone them,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if that would, if that would care. Like, you know what I mean?
Spencer.
I'm just saying.
Comics.
I guess.
But so yeah,
that's why they call him Mr. Sinister.
Yeah, because he's not a good guy. But yeah, it was good. This is Kieran Gillen, so I have confidence. And he did this way back. He even references when they did Utopia, which was outside of San Francisco, and he did the Mr. Sinister story then.
Is Mystique still around in this too?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's all I got. I will do better next week, I promise. Rex.
Well, what, this was a very short week this week, wasn't it?
What, a book?
Well, yeah.
I had a lot more to read, I just didn't have somebody...
No, I mean, but, like, this week to read for next episode, like, there was not, like, a lot, wasn't this, like, another... Because, like, I didn't get a lot of books this week, so I just assumed you didn't get a lot.
Oh, I take home a lot to read, I just don't get it all right. Make more noise, Mike, thanks.
He wouldn't be making that noise if he was sitting there.
So he wouldn't know, yeah.
You're, like, 4 months younger than me.
Younger.
It's the key. Would you like to have a race?
I would like you guys to have a race.
I would pay money for that.
Just like Superman and the Flash.
You say that until you pull both your hammies on the groin.
I'll be fine. He'll be winded before he gets to the door.
That's accurate, man. But messed up.
Yeah.
He just had a heart attack.
He didn't just have one. It was a year ago.
Heart attack, smart attack.
See the abuse I take here?
Just had one.
Okay. Hit me.
Hit you?
He already said it.
Oh, he said it? Okay. We got electric. Well, just distractions. Mike.
That's the first thing that goes to the hearing.
You forgot.
It's the memory. I will agree with that. My memory is shot. We got Elektra 100. Hopefully you have the prior 99 issues, so this will make sense. Star Wars 22 and Darth Vader 22. Wow, two in 1 week. Craziness. What if Miles Morales number 2? This is where he was Wolverine. We got X-Men 10 and my favorite title of the week, because they're making people think too hard. We have X-Men 92, yet this is taking place with Krakoa, and it's the House of XCII, which is 92 in Roman numerals. Mm. They're getting too clever. From DC, we have Batman 89 number 5, which was supposed to come out in December. Even better, Dark Knight's Death Metal is finally coming out in a trade. That was a few years ago. One I'm looking forward to, though, is Flashpoint Beyond number 0. Very excited about that one.
Yeah, that was kind of shady what they did with the other one. The one that came out today. Because it was a reprint.
The Batman.
No, I don't mind that because they'd never reprinted those three before. It was in a bigger trade.
Yeah, with other stuff. I had the bigger trade.
Yeah.
But I thought that this was that Flashpoint.
No, this is just reprinting those three issues. But it was like $7 for those three issues.
Oh, I know.
So I thought it was
if I didn't have the trade, I'd have been like, yeah.
I think since he's going to be the main character, that was kind of setting up how he came to be.
So that backup, like the previews that they put in the back of some of the DC books last week seemed pretty interesting.
Okay.
Except for they got Mime and Marionette in them. So
I
like those characters.
Yeah.
It was like, why are they there?
Yeah, and then she was going to shoot him, or he was going to shoot him with his fake
gun. Away.
Yeah. But, and then on the whiteboard behind it was interesting, or the chalkboard, but that was good. We have Sandman Universe Nightmare Country. Looking forward to this one.
Who's writing that?
Tinian.
Oh,
he came back to comics to do it. Yeah. Came back to DC to do that. And then Vanity number 1, which is just interesting.
It's all about Prince's girlfriend from the 80s.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. And then Wonder Woman is continuing Trial of the Amazons. And my first faux pas, Wrong Earth, Fame and Fortune. Because Ahoy is now through Lunar and Diamond, and I ordered this through both. So I doubled my order. Oops.
I get one, Dave gets one.
Yeah, and then what about the other 17?
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, they'll sell because I sold out of the first one. So, but
you just got to put a rumor out there that it's the hot book.
It's the hot book of the week. Yes.
Short run.
Well, it is a Mark Russell. It is Mark Russell. So,
ooh,
yeah. So, and then we have a thing called, or a town called Terror. This is from Image, and I way under-ordered and actually sold through and had to order more, which is like, yikes. Breakout is one from Dark Horse. Dave, we have fun with little Archie and friends. I know.
I ordered it.
Yeah. We have Ghost in You. It's the next Reckless hardcover from Brubaker and Phillips with the signed book plate. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it has a plate?
I got panicked because it's not on the invoice, but we got it a couple weeks ago. I asked Tim, I'm like, did we get this? Did I
mess
this up?
Has he said how many he's going to do that?
Not that I've heard.
This is the fourth. I think there's a fifth that they just solicited, too.
Yeah.
We got Hit Me Number 2 from AWA. Image 30th Anniversary Anthology Number 1. This is going to be a week or a monthly anthology book celebrating their 30th anniversary. Immortal Red Sonja Number 1, because, you know, we needed a new Red Sonja book. I only got through Y. but this is where she's looking for Merlin, because she's in that age of England. And she has, unfortunately, has a chainmail shirt that's, like, cursed. So
just take it off.
She can't. She can't. That's the problem.
I hate when that happens.
So,
I hate when that
Kaiju Score Steal from Gods. This is the second series in that one. Midnight Rose One Shot. This is from Aftershock, but it's Starlin doing this.
Jim Starlin?
Oh, wow.
Jim Starlin. Matt Starlin. Yes. How many Starlins are there?
I don't know. That's what I was questioning.
Yeah. And then we have. Oh, yeah. And then Wrong Earth, Fame and Fortune. 8 more copies coming from Diamond.
Are there variant covers for that?
There are. There's the regular, and then there's a 1 in 5, and then I think there's even a 1 in 10. So you could get 3 covers for it.
Which you would have gotten the 1 in 10 had you ordered it all from the same distributor.
I got 1 1 in 10. Well, no, I got as many as I should have.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, we're good there. That's all we got. That's what's coming out next week. We're doing X-Men month. This month, and then hopefully tomorrow I'll have more copies of Black Science in, if you didn't get one, for a book club on, was it the 29th, I want to say?
28th or 29th.
Yeah, somewhere around there. It's on the board on the other side of the wall. So that's all we got. As always, the website's PittsburghComics.com. Facebook is Pittsburgh Comics. Twitter and Instagram are PGH Comics. Dave, send us home.
That's a podcast.
We will talk at you next week. See ya.